Wow. Hope I can live up to that introduction, guys. Happy Mother's Day again. Happy Mother's Day. And as many of you know, we have been through the first service already. And it's my first time for doing double services. So for me, it's a new thing. And after the first service, I sat up there and then, you know, I thought, oh, let me conserve my energy. Came down and sat down. Usually I would come out and greet you all. And I was feeling it. And I just started to say, Lord, I need you to strengthen me. I need a second wind. Because I'm very much someone that is, that operates in the sense of I'm not doing it twice. It's like, what? What? I'm a one-way person. So I'm just really leaning upon the Holy Spirit at this moment, that he will communicate again to this congregation the revelation. And I said in the earlier service that God, the amazing thing about God is he can meet every single person where they are at the same time and speak to them differently. And that is the amazing thing about the Holy Spirit. He brings revelation and understanding and whatever it is you need. So as I pray today, I want you to open your hearts. And at the end, we're going to pray for the mothers. But we're going to go into a service. We're going to go into what God has given me. We're going to pray. And I'm going to really believe that God is going to meet you where you're at. I just want to thank the pastoral team for the privilege of being able to speak on your pulpit, and thank the Lord for his salvation, for my salvation. Father, we just give you full reign in this place. We ask for the power of your Spirit, that you will come and do a work in every single one of us, Father. If there's people here that do not know you, then I ask, Father, that this will be the day that they come in contact with their Creator. Father, I just ask you that you will bring about your word in a way that will bring whatever is needed for this wonderful day that you have brought us together. And Lord, I just submit to your lordship and I just want to be sensitive to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And everybody says, amen. Oh, wow, that is a loud amen. Right, you can take your seats and greetings again, and we're just going to go straight in. First of all, we're going to recap a little bit about where the church has been at, and we're going to start with the beginning of the year. You've been hearing the saying, first things first. And the reason you've been hearing that is because it's what the Lord gave Paul about seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and everything else will be added. And so that's why you keep hearing it coming across, first things first. It's because when you put the Lord first, everything else seems to slot into order. So the overarching theme for everything that's been happening and will happen in this church for this year will be first things first. Amen. And then what Paul has also been, the first month was about prayer and fasting, and then we've gone into the five gears, the changing of gears. The first one was prayer, God's word, and real connection. The second was miracles, signs, and wonders. The third, unity and generosity. And the fourth is integrity and accountability. And then the next week he will be doing the fifth gear, and that will be reproducing faith, right? Okay. And so today we are coming to the end of the journey. We've been on the journey month, and it's coming to an end now this Sunday. So tomorrow I think is the last day. We've been doing the journey on a Wednesday, we've been doing the prayer on a Tuesday, and we've been following through the journey on the Friday. For any of those that are in the Connect groups, you would have known about that, what month it's been. But today, I know it's Mother's Day, but I'm not actually going to give you a Mother's Day message, because the Lord has given me a message for the church, and I want to give you what the Lord has given me. Around about New Year's Eve, the Lord gave me a personal word, and I thought it was personal, and it is personal for me. And turn in your Bibles to Isaiah 43:19. And it says, "Behold, I do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? Do you not perceive it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." And then he gave me a picture on New Year's Eve of wineskins. Well, it actually looked a little bit like a balloon that was filled up with water, wine, liquid, and it was bursting at the seams when we were in worship on New Year's Eve. And I was like, wow, Lord, what is that? And I didn't really get the full revelation of what it was. I just know that we are bursting at the seams, and growth is taking place, which is evident for all to see. So then what happened is, about three Sundays ago, when we were in worship, and how many people know that we have great worship in this church? God comes and meets with us, and it is great worship. Now, in one of the worship services, the Lord showed me, it was an unusual thing that he showed me. He showed me a picture of like a glass, I suppose ceiling, but there was somebody underneath it. And I explained it in the first service that if you've ever seen a film where the person is under ice, that they'll fall in the ice and then the thing covers over and you can see them like, oh my gosh, and trying to get through the ice. And it was a little bit like this, that it was like a person that looked bewildered and underneath this see-through ceiling. And the Lord started to sort of expand on that when we did Send the Rain on Tuesday. Who was here for Send the Rain? Oh my gosh, I'm not quite sure as to what happened, but I said earlier that that what happened for me is the songs were great, Pastor Anthony's songs were great, the presence of God was great. But what was more important for me is that we see a lot of events, we go to a lot of concerts, in Manchester there's a lot of gospel stuff going on. But when you actually meet with God, when you have an experience with God, let me tell you something. Everything else pales into insignificant. And it's like you're in that room all alone and he is depositing into your life. And that's how it felt on that night. I was down there and the Lord was just ministering to me. It doesn't happen all the time. I don't get these downloads where it sounds like I do, but you're bearing in mind, we're talking over months. And sometimes he'll give me a picture and I have to hold on to that for years. I'm like, oh, what, you know, you're holding on to what God shows you. But he expanded on the glass ceiling and he started to show me that it's a little bit like a greenhouse effect. And sometimes the church can be like a greenhouse effect with a glass ceiling. And he wasn't necessarily talking about just this church, but the church in general. It can seem like that we're in these four walls. We can see out, we can almost see that God wants to do something, but we just can't seem to just break through. It's like, whoa, you know, what is it? And the Lord started to minister and say that because of the things that you have overcome, you and your husband and many of the people in this church, that there is a breakthrough spirit upon this church, that there is a spirit, an overcoming spirit within this church that will shatter limitations that have held people back. And when people come into this arena, when people come in to this church because we have broken through, I want to tell you that you've walked into a church where there has been breakthrough. Breakthrough of depression, breakthrough of cancer, breakthrough of drug addiction, breakthrough of many things. And because once you have walked and you have overcome, let me tell you something, that you then can become to lead others through your breakthrough. Yes. And so the Lord started to show me that the ceiling, the glass ceiling, the greenhouse effect was shattered, that it had been broken, and the limitations that people have been feeling, he is starting to remove them. He is starting to break through them. He is starting to I'm having to break through today, let me tell you. Help me to break through. Help me. Help me. Because depending upon your expectation, not mine. I have my expectation. I have my faith. But depending upon yours will be where you go in your life. Amen. What is your ceiling? What is your limitation? Where's God taking you? A greenhouse. Let me just explain what a greenhouse is. Then you may get a little bit stirred as to wanting to break through that glass ceiling. Because unless you desire something, unless you really want it, you will stay exactly where you are. And in 5 years' time, you will be doing the same thing. But as for me and my house, I am going somewhere. I see the Lord. A greenhouse is to control a growing environment. It controls temperature, it controls level of light, it has false shade, it has false irrigation, it has fertilizer as and when. It is a controlled atmosphere. It is an atmosphere where you can only grow so far. Now that is not the atmosphere that I want to be in. And that is not the atmosphere that our God has put in place. He has put an atmosphere where there is no limitations. That there is no glass ceiling. I want to talk to you about what it's like to live under a glass ceiling. And what are some of the struggles that we may have had when you look through glass? First of all, when you look through glass, there can be distractions. Because what happens when you look through glass, you can see through it, you can see where you feel God wants you to go, but what happens is because of the glare, because of the reflections, because of what reflects. For example, when I drive in my car and there is the dashboard, sometimes when it's sunny, there's like a reflection off of it. And it can be a distraction for those that drive. Even when you look out the mirror and out the window, sometimes when I look out that window at the doors and I see all those fingerprints, let me tell you something. When I'm in the spirit and I walk into this church, I very quickly lose the plot when I see that. Oh, hello, does anybody else see the fingerprints and the forehead marks where the kids have had their faces up against it and the snot running down? Okay, no, nobody sees that. Oh, praise the Lord. Okay. But then the men's home know, because I always say to them, clean that window. So when we look through glass, we can be distracted by the things that reflect off of it. It can either be an object, it can either be, but I put it down to the distractions of this world. The second thing when you look through glass is that you see sometimes if the glass is clean, you see the reflection of yourself. And how many of you know that can be a serious distraction when you see yourself? I don't know about you, but there's been many a times when I've taken my eyes off of the Lord and I start to look at myself, I feel like I'm not even going to bother continuing because I do not have what it takes. That's right. We do not have what it takes. But he has what it takes. The other thing glass does in a greenhouse is it is limited growth. You will only grow so far. It is a controlled environment. So you'll hit the lid like those fleas jumping up. They will continue. And if you take the lid off the jar, they'll continue jumping only so far because they've got so controlled in their environment. Do this, sit down, stand up, turn around, run, 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 run. And all of us become like these robots just moving. But I don't believe that that is the Lord's will for our life. He says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And I don't know about you, but that does not sound like liberty to me, being told, but he gives us freedom of expression to be who he has called us to be. And what happens in the greenhouse, because it is a controlled environment, what happens is the seasons that naturally we should go through, the seasons is not the same in a greenhouse. They are contrived and controlled. But the reason why God allows us to have seasons within our lives is because the very seasons he takes us through in the natural and the supernatural are the very things that change us into the image of him. They are the very things that give us the understanding and revelation for the next season that he has us to go into. If you miss a season of your life, or you go into a season that is not orchestrated divinely by him, then you are not going to learn the necessary lessons that you need to learn in that season. Your tools for the knapsack, your tools that you are going to need in 5 years and 10 years' time. The other thing that happens within a greenhouse or that sort of effect is there is no reproduction, because seeds reproduce by the wind. At a certain time of year, the wind picks up and all this reproduction starts to happen. And I don't really need to go into how reproduction happens, but it happens. And it is by nature. It's natural. It's created. It's the Lord's ground. And if you're in a greenhouse effect, nothing new is being birthed. Nothing new is being created. Everyone's just the same, going through the same motions. But that is not the way that God wants us to be. He wants us to be people where the limits are off. He wants us to be people that believe him for bigger things. He wants us to be people that know the season that we are in. See, if you don't know the season that you are in as a Christian, he says you should know the time that you are in. You should hear the voice of his spirit as to what season you're in. You see, he doesn't play hide and seek with us. He says his sheep shall know his voice. And if you are a born again, spirit-filled child of God, the Bible tells me that you will know the voice of the Spirit by the eyes of your understanding, by your spiritual ears. Now, the word perception is what I want to focus in at the moment. And if in Isaiah 6, 8 to 9, it says, also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then I said, here I am, send me. And he said, go and tell this people, keep on hearing, but do not understand. Keep on seeing, but do not perceive. And that word perception in that translation means yada. Yada. And in Hebrew, it's an experience with him. To know him intimately. That is the place where the Lord wants us to be. To know him intimately. That you may see all this commotion. You may see what I've got on. I might see what you've got on. But there is another kingdom. There is another kingdom at play, which you cannot necessarily see. It is the kingdom of God. And it is a spiritual kingdom. And it is a kingdom that is based upon faith. The word perception, depending on how we see, will be dependent upon what we do in each season. Going back to the reflection, what I was saying about the reflection either of the distractions of this world or the reflection upon yourself, you will always see limitations. Always, if you are looking at yourself. In 2 Corinthians 3:18, it says, but we are all with open face beholding, as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. You see, when we look beyond ourselves And coming into the last bit, when we look beyond ourselves, when that glass ceiling is broken, when we come to a place where we are broken, where we can't do it anymore, where we have come to the end of ourselves. Has anybody in this place ever come really truly to that place where you're like, you know what, I don't know whether I can continue. I am undone, messed up, inadequate. Do you know what? What is the point? It is a place that every man and woman of God, if you've not been there, you will get there. A place where everything, that wasn't a prophecy, okay? You don't have to take that one, okay? I'm just telling you by my own personal walk and also by the word of God. Read the word of God. Let's look at, okay, let's use Isaiah when he got called as a prophet. And he said, once he saw the Lord lift up, he said, no way, who am I? I'm undone, Lord. Elijah, another person who, tremendous prophet, he ran away and said he wanted to die. You know, and he came to, these are tremendous men of God, women of God, that have come to a place where on the natural you may look and think, well, you've got it all going on. You've got it all going on. But many of us know that the reflection, the image that you see is not a truth of where somebody can be at. You could be completely smashed to pieces, yet you come and stand up, sit down, turn around. You do all the right things, but you know where you are. You know where you are with the Lord, and you know what you know, that you've come to a place that you're not what you thought you were. And it's a place where you're stripped, where you're vulnerable, where your pride is just been, it's gone. Any self-preservation is just gone. But I want to tell you that is a very beautiful place to be, where you are crushed for Him. That a flower at its most fragrant is when it's been crushed the most. This is the very place where you stop looking at yourself and you start to look up. You start to really, truly start to really look for God, because you know there is nothing else. Unless, Lord, you come through for me, I'm done. Unless you speak to me, unless I can hear from you, unless I have you, Lord, I'm done. And if you've ever been in that place of desperation, that place where only He, you may be married with children, you may have what the world says is success, the job, the money, the house, but you know that those things are temporary. And you know the only one that can fulfill the longing of your soul is the Lord Jesus Christ. When you come to that place where His word truly is your bread. When you come to that place, you have no choice but to lift your eyes through the broken ceiling. Lift your eyes through your broken life, through your disappointments, through the things that have not happened in the way where it used to be clear. The vision used to be so clear, and now it's shattered before me, Lord. Only then will you look from your life and look up to Him and say, behold the Lord, your train fills the earth. You are the only one who has the word of eternal life. You are my living water. You then turn to Him. You see, we only are clay pots that are marred. When you know that, you start to wake up a little bit. You realize you really are just a marred pot that shines His glory. And we have the privilege of being those people, broken but unashamed, broken but dependent on Him, broken. Here I am, Lord. Whatever you want to do with me, I'm available for you. That's the place that he wants us to get to. But many of us, through perception, through what we see, we're looking at the wrong things. And we have a glass ceiling. But I want to tell you today, because the Lord wants you to know, that this ceiling has been shattered. That you have come to this church not by coincidence. And it also may be something that's happening in other churches. We're a body. We're linked. It moves together when God is doing something. So it's not limited, the greenhouse effect, to this church. The body of Christ. The Lord is wanting us to know that there is no more a glass ceiling above our heads. That even though we may have come to a place where we feel undone, that there is an overcoming spirit within this church, and there is faith within this church and within you and me that is going to see the impossible. We had a prophecy spoken over this church many years ago in the beginning of our walk in Manchester. And the prophecy was, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things. That prophecy is for me and you. No eye has seen and no ear has heard. Meaning you have never even seen it or perceived what God wants to do with your life. Do you believe that, church? Yes. I want to tell you that you have a pastor's wife that believes in amazing things. And I am not just saying it. I truly believe that God is going to do amazing things through this church and through the city of Manchester. I truly believe it. And if you're within here, that prophecy is also for you. That is also for you. In 2 Corinthians, it says, but we are all with open faces beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord and being changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as the Spirit of the Lord, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. The word brokenness, I just want to home in on this for a minute. The word brokenness is actually in Hebrew, it actually means completeness. So the very place that you think you've come to complete, like, is the place where it is completeness. I can testify today that I am more me than I have ever been. But because he has brought out of who I was supposed to be, not who I thought I was. Who I thought I was such a small little thing. But as I walk with him, as I trust him, as I yada with him, talk with him, whether I feel the Lord, whether I sense him, because look, we don't go by feeling, we go by faith. And there has been months and years that I have not felt the Lord. And maybe sometimes even months and years that I have not clearly heard the Lord. But every day I lay my expectations before my Father. I lay myself before my God because I believe in him. I know that the season changes. I know that it's only for a time, but God is teaching me something in the season when he is silent. Church, don't grow weary if you've not heard from him. Don't grow weary if you're not unsure of what he's doing. Just know that God is working in your life. If you stand still, you don't run, you don't go to the left, you don't go to the right, but you are planted in the house of God, you will start to flourish. You will start to grow. And as you come out of the season that you've been in, my goodness, you won't even recognize who you've become. I can't even recognize who I am today. And many of you, probably there's only one of you that saw me come in the home, you, my husband and Pastor Anthony. I'm not the same person who walked into the doors of the church. Purely, the only reason is by the grace of God. And because I have kept putting one foot, I've never run by the grace of God. I've never run from the fire. I've never run from the splinters, from the pain, from sickness, from disloyalty, from rejection, from depression, from miscarriage, from many things. I've never run. I've stayed. I have stayed and fixed my eyes upon Him. And through every season of my life, I have trusted that He is good and that He is working something good out. And not only that, He's changing me. Praise the Lord. Into His image. He turns all things around together for good that are called according to His purpose. That He conforms us and changes us into the image of His Son. But if you move from where He's planted to you, I want to tell you today what happens. If you move from the fire, the place where He's put you, you become stuck in what you were. So literally, you jump out of the fire and you're literally like stuck in that position. And you go through life like a disabled duck until you get back into the place. God, I know this is painful. I hate it. I love it, but I hate it. I love it, but I hate it. How many people have ever felt that? I love the church. I hate it sometimes. I love the church, but I hate it sometimes. Those people, you know, and we're being rubbed at. We're family, right? What happens in a family? Confrontation, conflict. When you're close, when you're in a community, when you're connected, you're going to rub up against one another. But don't jump out of the fire. They've been divinely placed here to change you. And if you jump out, let me tell you something, wherever you jump, there'll be one a lot bigger and worse than the person you're running from. Because ultimately, divinely, God has orchestrated those situations in your life to change you. So you might as well do it and do it once and stop running. You stay in the fire. You learn how to navigate His presence in the fire. You learn how to hear Him. Father, I need to hear You. What are You saying, God? What are You saying? Let me hear You. Through the messages, through the worship, incline your ear, not with your natural eyes, not with your natural ears, but incline your ear to the Spirit of God, because He's speaking to the church. But He says that we become dull and hard of hearing. Why? Because you don't yada Him. You're not intimate with Him. You don't spend time with Him. Oh, you don't spend time with Him. You don't spend time with Him. So then you become hard of hearing. You don't hear Him anymore because you're not spending time with Him. Church, hear and know the season that you are in. And even if you are in a season where He has broken you, you want to thank God that you're not stuck in a greenhouse. Because I've been in a few greenhouses in my life and they're a little bit hot and contrived. But the ceiling of this greenhouse has been smashed. Amen. Whether you like it or not, you are in a place where you will grow. Amen. Oh yes, we are growing, church. And you know what, when you grow, it hurts. Because how does God grow us? He puts us in uncomfortable situations. So if you're uncomfortable, then you're in a greenhouse without a ceiling. And you're in good company, because I'm uncomfortable most days. Seriously, you think I'm comfortable? I've just learned how to style it. I'm uncomfortable most of the time. But you know what? I know I'm growing. And I know I've only just begun. I've got many years. The Lord spoke to me and He said, you have 40 more years. You better prepare for it. When cancer was knocking on my door and they told me that I wouldn't walk again, let me tell you, I turned back and I said, the Lord says that He has given me 40 more years. You turn round and you speak to your situation. You don't allow the doctor's report to speak to you. You speak to your situation. I will walk again and they will not amputate my leg. You speak. You do not take on board labels. You do not take on board what people say. You perceive what the Spirit of God is saying to you, and you stand on it, and it surely will come to pass. Have I got anyone in this church that is hearing and perceiving and seeing where God is about to take them? I don't know about you, but I can feel a spirit of overcoming in this house. We're about to take the roof up, and I tell you, the rain is going to fall. Oh, come on, worship team, come on! If I can do it, you can do it. Let's go!